How were the nobles able to learn of our overtures to you? Plagueis asked.
We haven't been able to determine the source.
Plagueis muted the audio feed and turned to Hill. We need to consider that someone close to our organization may be responsible for this leak. Hill and some of the others nodded in agreement. The royal houses need to be informed that a leap into the business of transgalactic shipping is ill-advised, Plagueis said when he had reactivated the audio feed. Naboo will need funding, logistical support, and perhaps even Republic legislation. And it is precisely in those areas where Damask Holdings can serve as an intermediary. Actual funding would come from the Intergalactic Banking Clan, and other conglomerates would be involved in assisting Naboo in tapping the plasma and in the construction of a spaceport of sufficient size to handle the ships needed to transport it. Varuna stroked his tapered beard.
Mon Tapelo will certainly want to address these points with the electorate.
Plagueis liked what he was hearing. You mentioned certain counter-allegations released by an unknown party.
Yes, and I confess that we were as surprised by the information as anyone. It seems that our group is not the first to seek the advice and support of off-world interests. Roughly 60 standard years ago, at the height of a war between the Naboo and the Gungans, our monarch was killed, and it has now emerged that some members of the very same royal houses that opposed Tapelo struck a secret deal with a mercenary group to intervene in the war should the Naboo suffer further setbacks. Fortunately, the conflict was resolved without the need for outside help. In fact, as a result of that conflict, the monarchy has since been an elected rather than hereditary post.
You say that the information came as a surprise, Plagueis continued. Varuna nodded.
The information had to have been provided by a source within the opposition.
It now fell to Lash Hill to mute the feed.
Varuna is correct. We were able to trace the release of the information to the young son of one of the nobles. In the hope of avoiding a scandal that could divide the electorate, the head of the royal house has perpetuated a lie that the Tapelo group chanced on the information and made it public, when actually only someone with access to the family archives could have discovered it.
His interest piqued. Plagueis said, "What is the name of the royal family?"
"Palpatine."
"And the son?"
"Just that. He goes by the cognomen alone."
Plagueis leaned back in the chair to consider this, then said, "We may have found a potential ally. Someone willing to keep us informed of the royal's plans for the election."
"An agent," Hill said. "An inside man, as it were."
Plagueis canceled the mute function. "We wish to visit Naboo in order to discuss these matters face to face." Varuna was clearly surprised.
"A public appearance by you would allow us to refute any allegations of secret collusion."
"Then all of us have something to gain." Varuna bowed at the waist.
"It will be our great honor to welcome you, Magister Damask."